By the end of this month, dozens of young people in the Fort Smith region will be ready to stage a summer production of Robin Hood, complete with songs and onstage combat. The work for the July 29th play at Breedlove Auditorium begins just a few days before the staging on Monday, July 25th. The summer camp explosion at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts will include classes in acting, music, and more.
We have what we call our Kinder Kids Camp, and we have a camp. It's 4 of the week, and we've redesigned this camp just a little bit. It's actually an everyday, all-morning camp the week of July 25th through 29th, and it's for 3 and 4-year-olds, and we call those kids the Cool Cats. And so they come every morning from 9 until noon, and they have a curriculum, and the curriculum this summer is called the Nature Trail. And what this curriculum does is it presents the beginning learning of musical instruments, rhythms, singing, some dancing and movement, and some theater-like games. And it's designed to get children that age, you know, very young children, involved in the arts and give them a taste of a little bit of music, theater, and dance all in 1 week's time. And they'll prepare the pre-show for the Extreme Arts Kid Fest. So they'll do about a little 10-minute performance before the big kids perform. And we just think Kinder Kids Camp is loads of fun. And the parents can be involved in Kinder Kids Camp. They have the option of staying with their child all morning or dropping their child off and letting them participate alone. So we feel like that's a very good fit.
Now, this is the last week of July, so I'm guessing there's still time to sign up.
Yes, this is the last week of the camp is the last week of July, so we are currently registering students daily. And what they need to do is they can call us at 479-788-7251 or 7252, or they can download registration forms either for Summer Camp Explosion or Kinder Kids Camp at www.uafortsmith.com. And spell out fortsmith.edu/academy, and just mail that right in to us, and we will get them enrolled. Miss Alice Sanders is our resident preschool instructor, and she's nationally certified in our preschool music garden program. So she handles all of the preschool classes throughout the school year in the summer, and then handles summer camp. And she's really fantastic with very young children and with their parents. And it's just an excellent program. And I would encourage people, if they have a young child, a 3 or 4-year-old, or a child that's about to turn 3, I would encourage them to bring their child to summer camp. It's a great place to start and find out if your child likes the arts. And most children just love it at that age.
I would imagine if you would have a pretty good idea after going through this week-long camp.
Yes. As a matter of fact, most children that are involved in summer camp, and they continue on in the fall in our music garden program, our preschool program. And so it's really a great fit. I believe in the arts strongly for very young children because it opens up their mind and their creativity, and just it just opens them up to some new things that they haven't experienced. And so I'm really a believer in getting children involved at a very young age in the arts.
And is it too early for parents or their children to be thinking about the fall semester? I don't want to wish the summer away, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, it isn't at all. And we'll be auditioning kids for some of our audition groups in July and August. And, we start up when the school semester starts. So we'll have a lot of things going by mid-August. And then the rest of our classes begin early September, right after Labor Day. So it is not too early to be thinking about that. Classes fill up. And this next year in theater, once we hit summer camp and children and youth are aware of, are involved in summer camp and aware of what's going on in the fall, I mean, they are registering like crazy because these classes have a limit on them. And next year we're doing shows like Annie and Thoroughly Modern Millie, and we're doing the big show of Oklahoma and High School Musical. I mean, we have all these shows going that kids, that either children or youth all the way to high school can register for. So once everybody realizes those are what we're going to do this next year, it will be time to enroll. And we will have all of our registration forms ready by early July. So, yes, it'll be next time you and I have a conversation, that's what we'll be discussing.
All right. And again, if people have any questions, they can go to uafortsmith.edu/academy.
That's correct. And we hope to see everybody in summer camp. Last year, we had 75-plus students. This is hugely popular, and, it's right here on the campus, so convenient. You can drop your child off on your way to work and come back after work, and we will take good care of them all day. Have a great time together.
I like that. Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. Good to talk to you.
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the Executive Director of the UAFS Academy of the Arts in Fort Smith. Summer camps begin Monday, July 25th, and culminate with the onstage presentation of Robin Hood inside Breedlove Auditorium on the UAFS campus Friday night, July 29th at 6 p.m. That play is free to everybody, and it will be followed by a reception on the campus green that includes watermelon and cake.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook.